Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Ten Arche. Batting seventh. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Norris. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris fires to first and picks off Wolford. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops it up and throws to first, with Norris covering, for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Haney and he is safe. McCray steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCray moves to third. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. North steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. North scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McCray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCray is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics won, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner strikes out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, North hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Potek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ten Arche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Nelson now playing second base. Frank White now playing shortstop. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. Baylor goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Bando bunts towards the mound. Fitzmaurice juggles the ball. That's an error on Fitzmaurice. Rudy moves to third. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 2 in the game. Tenarche hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy scores. Bando moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner strikes out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Mark Little now pitching. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. North hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Haney moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Campaneris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wolford strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rudy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor. McRae reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stinson hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Gura now pitching. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-3 in the game. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-3 in the game. Garner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman pinch hits for Larry Haney. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Newman now catching. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Frank White. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now playing shortstop. Tom Hall now pitching. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. North strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Campaneris moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City. ITY.